So if the Guru Shishya Parampara is always present, then how could monism become so influential?
Did Shankaracharya
encounter any Vaishnavas also? Krishna usually acts in this world through his representatives. And the manifestation of Krishna in every age is based on the caliber of his representatives. So when Srila Prabhupada was asked, how much will the Krishna consciousness movement spread? He gave different answers at different times. One time, it depends on the devotees. How much they spread it, they take the responsibility to spread that much. So now, even in the bhakti tradition, what is why go to Shankaracharya? Even after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, there were some successors of his, Vishnajaka Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan. But after that, there was Dharma Sevlani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings of pure spiritual love for Krishna were obscured. And then there was Apasampradaya, Sahajiyas and others who distorted the meaning of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So much so that when Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, culturally he knew about Gaurachandra because that was then Bengal. But he wanted to know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, he wanted to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had to search for years to find a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what does that mean? That means that at that time, whoever devotees were there, they were not so prominent. So that's why other forces became prominent. So similarly, at certain times, it may be that certain schools of thought, its proponents may be more charismatic, maybe more attractive, maybe more influential, may have far greater appeal. So just the prevalence of a philosophy does not prove its validity. Just because it's widespread, that does not mean it is true. It simply indicates that its propagators are vigorous. So even among the bhakti tradition, there have been times when the bhakti saints have been prominent, and there are other times when they are not such prominent saints. Now why that happened, it's not for us to judge that at that time the devotees were not so dedicated. We see it that this is the nature of the material world. Sometimes there is dharmasya glanihi, that sometimes the truth is lost. And then rather than thinking that, oh, those devotees were not good enough, that's why the truth got lost, we focus on those devotees who actually rejuvenate the tradition, who again re-establish the pure teaching, and we appreciate their sacrifice in doing so. So Krishna sometimes allows such things to happen so that those devotees who restore the tradition, their glory is established. So if Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's mission had spread far and wide and had continued after his departure also, at one level it would have been wonderful. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's legacy would have continued and so many people would have benefited. But then, for whatever reason, we don't judge his disciples. We just understand that it didn't spread. And then Srila Prabhupada had to practically start from scratch. And started from scratch, and he was phenomenally successful with starting from utterly obscure background. And that's how Krishna glorifies him. So we see always from a devotional perspective, that is the nature of the world, sometimes pure knowledge can be lost, and it has happened repeatedly in history. And rather than blaming those people during whose existence the knowledge got lost, we focus on the glory of those who restore that knowledge.